special Speak Meet session. Tonight we have a great woman with us, and she's going to be sharing her own peculiar mother's journey with us. So I hope that you'll be blessed as you listen in, and for those that will be listening into this later, I hope you'll be really blessed. So I've got my special guest with me here, and her name is Pastor Julie Praise-Tech. Yes, I always call her Pastor Julie Praise-Tech, but it's Pastor Julie Oyebobola, right, isn't it? I think on the flyer I put Pastor Julie Praise-Tech. I hope that will be fine. Can get it corrected anyway. Pastor Julie is the founder of Women of Praise, Women's Ministry UK. It's a ministry that has been of positive influence to many women in their personal, business and spiritual life. She's also the founder of Women of Praise Awards UK, a unique opportunity for people to appreciate the women that have made an impact in their lives. I've been a recipient of that. That's beautiful. She's a radical evangelist in the body of Christ, targeting the written off in the society. She has been a blessing in the churches she ministered to. She's a financial advisor and family protection specialist. She's a business person and manages gospel artists in the UK, including her beloved husband, Pastor Peter Praise-Tech. She's a master of ceremony and a stylish event organizer. I can tell you that if you really want to know how to how to organize events, I think you need to speak to Pastor Julie. She has a passion for children, hence the annual Royal Children's Party in commemoration of her birthday. She organizes the Ladies' Night Out annually. She's a marriage coach. She's very passionate about marriage. I know about that. She believes everyone's marriage should be enjoyed and not endured. Pastor Julie is a woman of authority and co-pastors International Christian Celebration Center, ICCC, the home of celebrities, with her husband, our dear Pastor Peter Oyebobola, a mentor and great mother to many. She's truly a blessed woman. She believes strongly in family and endeavors to assist in the success of marriages all over the world. Pastor Julie Oyebobola is no doubt truly a woman of substance. Mother's Journeys and Reflection welcomes you, Pastor Julie. We love you. We appreciate you. This is not the first time that you've been. You're always supporting us all the time. You're always encouraging us, and we really, really appreciate you. I'm so glad that I have the opportunity to be able to invite you, and I feel so humbled that you accepted the invitation to come on Mother's Journeys and Reflections to share your own mother's journey. Because I've been planning it. I've been planning it in my mind. I have to bring Pastor. Grandmother, but as a mom, what was your journey like? What did you find? Was it great? Did you find challenges raising your kids, or you were just, everything just went smoothly? We need to know a little bit more. Yes. Oh, thank you so much for that. Thank you. So as a grandmother, what do you think? What's the difference between being a mother and a grandmother? Because you are now a grandmother. Please, can you share with us the experience?
As a grandmother, it's always a sense of joy bringing those young ones to your house. Because you need some noise.
Yeah, because a lot of times our grandmothers tend to, a lot of grandmothers tend to spoil the child, isn't it?
That's right, that's the word.
But for me, I think my experience with my grandmother, she didn't spoil us, so she was so disciplined. Was, you know what, she was a praying grandmother, but she was, you know, when you really discipline your your grandchildren, of course, we used to get away with some certain things, but I still remember as a very, as a disciplinarian, really, as a, you know, as a tough grandmother.
And that helped you to
it. Yes, it did.
It did.
You're right. It did.
That
it did.
It did.
Very strong influence, positive influence. Thank you. Give advice to younger mothers feeling overwhelmed. Have you ever had a, you know, a particular part of your journey where you were really challenged, you know, as in your mother's journey? Please give advice to younger mothers who feel very overwhelmed.
As a mother, there is no way you will not be challenged. Especially living in this part of the world. Some of the challenges might be you are struggling between working and looking after the children.
That's true.
If it is not come in Africa as a mother, you might have later out here.
Next question, which will be the last question, is it's Mother's Day in the UK on Sunday, and this Speak Meet series is to celebrate mothers, because we wanted to know a little bit about your own mother's journey, and we've learned a lot from you. You've said a lot to bless us today. We are so grateful. But it's Mother's Day in the UK on Sunday, and we want you to share a specific word that has been laid in your heart, you know, for mothers and mothers to be, for all categories of mothers. Yes, please.
Yes, I will share the verse from the book of Proverbs 31. Just is a long message, because of the time, just few verses there. Let me start from verse 25 downward. The Bible says, strength and honor are present, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue, law of kindness. She looked well to the ways of her household, and eaten not the bread of idleness. Her children rise and call her blessed. Her husband also and he praised her. Many daughters are built righteously, but thou excellest in all. People are deceitful, beauty is in thee. But the woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her from the fruit of her hand, and let her own works praise her in the gate. The Lord bless the word of Jesus. 25. The strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. As a mother, no matter how we tired, even know, sometimes we might be under the weather. When you have children, you have no choice. When they are hungry, you need to get up. You forget about maybe the headache or period pain or anything. When your kids are hungry, you need to rise so you forget your own sorrow or your pain to look after those children. So I want to encourage as many mothers right now, be single mother, married mother, even expectant mother, that it's just a matter of time that your children will rise.
Specific word and prayer for all categories of mothers. Thank you so much.
Married at this time in this season, mothers who are married, because I know you have a passion for marriages. Yes, please.
To the married women listening to this, marriage is no bed of roses. I've been married for over 34 years.
Wow.
We still have challenge. We still argue on things. But the older is getting, the sweeter it is. But you will still need to disagree to agree. Take everything easy. Don't fight for equality. The Bible makes it clear that husband is the head of the family, as Christ is the head of the church. But if God has blessed you with a man that fear God, the man will know you have to submit to one another. But when we're talking about the head of the family, the head of the family is the one that stands up to defend his family. Is the one that stand up to cater for his family. End of the family is the one that even take more rubbish than the member of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you haven't got a man that knows that level, so I will advise you to take everything easy. But if you are in a marriage that is full of toxic, please speak out.
Mm-hmm.
You might be going to church. You might even be a pastor. Some pastors say beat their wife. To hear that, please don't die in silence. Speak out. There must be someone that you can be able to trust. Some people are going through emotional thing. We cannot speak out because I'm a Christian. What will my pastor say? what will people say? I mean, there should be at least, if you don't want to open yourself to people, there will be a particular person that God can lead you to design your spirit. Can I be able to confide in this person? It's very, very important, because especially with Christian marriages, because we don't want people to know our business, we focus things in, we put things in. It's not a man beat you, not about the emotional beating. Some words that men can use to ridicule a woman to make you feel worthless. Please make sure you speak out, and as well, you also need to communicate with that man, because I always believe it's good for man to help his wife at all. Woman cannot do everything, looking after the children, looking after the family, and you're still a working mother. You are doing 9-to-5 just like the husband. So I always advise men to help their wife. So if you are married to a man that is not helpful, please, I want you to speak to him. If it is possible, to beg him to help you, it's very important, so that you don't take too much of stress to yourself.